Your voice matters. Hello, Malcolm here with Teaching Tip number 402, part 7 of our new series for new and inexperienced preachers and teachers. And today we're talking about the value and the place of contemplative prayer in your lesson preparation. Yes, not just prayer, but contemplative prayer. What's all that about? Well, let me explain. This tip, by the way, comes from Trevor Mendes in Boston. Thanks very much, Trevor. And he says this: spend lots of time in contemplative prayer, seeking God's guidance over what you will say and how. Trevor's quite right. Thank you, Trevor. What does it mean, though? And why is contemplative prayer important for us in our lesson preparation? Well, firstly, let's face it, God speaks to us in prayer, doesn't he? He does speak. He speaks through his word, but there's something about taking God's word to God consciously in his presence as we prepare and think about that scripture, that God then speaks to us. And as we pray through that scripture and talk about that scripture with God, then we hear from him through his word, and it gives us insight. I mean, haven't we all at times felt that as we've prayed about something, that prompting, that urging, that special insight that comes while praying, or perhaps afterwards? We go to God in prayer, contemplative prayer, because we trust that as we pray, God will answer. He will give us some insight and guidance. It's about a trust thing here. Secondly, the thing about contemplative prayer is that it involves listening. It involves being a little passive. Yes, we speak, but we stop and pause and be quiet and listen. And relationships deepen when we listen to one another, right? And there's something about deepening our walk with God and our understanding of Scripture by holding Scripture and its ideas in silence before God, waiting for him to speak. So why not take your next text to God, talk it over with him in prayer, and then stop and actively listen? For example, let's say you're speaking on Mark 9, verse 50, which is all about salt. Salt's good, but if it's lost its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourselves. Be at peace with one another. Let's say that's your text. So in contemplative prayer, what would I do? I would turn the word salt over and over in my mind, asking God what he wants me to understand about it for me and for the people I'm going to be speaking to. I would picture salt in my mind. I'd imagine tasting it, the coarse grain, the fine grain versions. I'd consider and pray and talk to God about salt's purpose, about its origins, about its effects. I'd be asking God the question, what does this mean to have salt in myself? What do you think, God? And pausing. I'd be asking him, what does it mean for the congregation to have salt in it? And pausing. I'd be asking, how is all this connected with being at peace with one another? And pausing and listening. Now, if you're not familiar with contemplative prayer, I have an article on my website and a podcast episode on that topic, and I've linked to it in the show notes, so you can find those and listen to them if you like. What do you think, and how do you feel about employing contemplative prayer as part of your lesson preparation? Is it a novel idea? Do you feel it's a bit odd and out there, or do you feel like it's something you'd be interested to attempt? So let me know, and let me know how it goes if you give it a go. By the way, please do consider joining us at AIM UK in Ireland for faith-building teaching. There's links in the show notes. If you have any questions about the Bible, drop me an email. If you'd like a free copy of my ebook on spiritual disciplines, then sign up for my weekly newsletter via the website. And remember, at all times, to keep calm and carry on teaching. Take care, and God bless you.